Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Chav Zayin, and we are 8 lines from the top of Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, the two dafs. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Shlomo Ben Yibad L'Chaim Toivim Reb Chaim Doiv. And as a schus refu shalem, for Avadya Ben Miriam Le'yam, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehilo, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Bas Yehudas Rechel, Elaza Lipa Shalom Ben Fager Rachel, Baruch Ben Rachel, Pinya Gittel, Bas Rachel Shendel, Yitzchak Yosef Ben Esther, Naftali ben Chana and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Doiv Berel ben Rabbi Yaakov David. So we are Be'ezus Hashem at the very last daf of Masechtas Chagiga, the very last daf of Seder Mayed, which is a continuation of the previous 9 dafin, which discussed very little about Seder Mayed, very much about the laws of Tumah v'Tahara. Specifically, the Mishnah was discussing what happens if the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash became tameh. Now, the short answer is they require tefillah and harif shemesh, like anything that becomes tameh. So what do they do in the interim? If you're being tovel the menorah, how's the kohen going to be madlik the menorah? So the Mishnah said there were seconds and there were thirds, there were backups. So like this, there were contingency plans in the event of. Then the Mishnah said, that Rabbi Eliezer said, that there were 2 kelim that if they became tameh, they didn't require tefillah. And they were the 2 mizbechos, the mizbech hanachoshes and the mizbech hazav, respectively. And the reason is mipnei shehen kekarka, because they were treated like karka. Karka is not mekabel toma. As a result, the mizbechos were also not mekabel toma. The chachamim said mipnei shehen mitzupe. Now, are the chachamim agreeing with Rabbi Eliezer? Are the chachamim arguing with Rabbi Eliezer? That's something that's going to be clarified in the Gemara. So what Rabbi Eliezer is saying is straightforward. Rabbi Eliezer is saying the mizbechos were an anomaly. They were different than all the other kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, and that they had no ability to become tameh. Mipnei shehen kekarka. The chachamim comment, the Gemara is going to explain. Zok the Gemara. First, Rabbi Eliezer. Kol ha-kelim shebe mikdash yesh lehem shniyim v'chul. Mizbech hanachoshes. Why is it that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the mizbech hanachoshes was not mekabel toma? Because the pasuk says, mizbech adama, tasali. The Torah refers to the mizbeach, and this is the mizbeach hanachoshes, as a mizbech adama, a mizbeach that's made of adama. Adama is not mekabel toma, it's karka, and as a result, the mizbeach hanachoshes was not mekabel toma. What about the mizbeach hazav? There's no pasuk that refers to the mizbeach hazav as a mizbech adama, so how do you know that it too is not mekabel toma? It's because the pasuk says, ha-menoira v'ha-mizbechos. So the pasuk seems to combine the 2 mizbechos together, iskish mizbechos elazeh, and once we know that the mizbeach hanachoshes is Adama, it's a Mizbech Adama, it's not Mekabel Tumah, so too the Mizbech HaNechoshes is also not going to be Mekabel Tumah. So that's Rabbi Eliezer's sheet. Rabbi Eliezer holds the 2 Mizbechos were not Mekabel Tumah. Why? Because they have a din of Mizbech Adama. By the Mizbech HaNechoshes it says a Mefurish, by the Mizbech HaZob we have a Hekish between the 2 Mizbechos. Chamim said, Mipnei Shehin Mitzupin. So the Gemara's initial reaction is going to be that the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that the Mizbechos were not Mekabel Tumah. Chamim say, I agree. They're not mekabel tumah. So what are they arguing? They're arguing in the reason. Rabbi Eliezer said the mizbechos are not mekabel tumah mipnei shehin kekarka. The chachamim omrim mipnei shehin mitzupin. Because they're coated, one with copper and the other one with gold, it's for that reason that they're not mekabel tumah. Fake the Gemara. Because they're coated, they're not mekabel tumah. Adarabba kimin the mitzupin ninu metamu. The mizbechos were made of wood. Wood is not always mekabel tumah. In fact, the halacha is a kli ace. Is not mekabel tumah. Any big kli eitz that people don't usually carry is not mekabel tumah. The mizbech was a kli eitz that was asui lenachas. The only reason it would be mekabel tumah is because although in its core, in its essence, it was made of wood, but it was covered with metals, and as a result, metal is mekabel tumah. So it sounds like the chacham says, you want to know why the mizbech is not mekabel tumah? Because it's mitzupah. Freik the gemara, punk fakered, adirab, kimin the mitzupah nidu metama. That's the reason it should be mekabel tumah. So the gemara says, you're right. Eimo, you have to edit this mishnah. Very important edit. You read the mission, it sounds like the Chachamim are agreeing with Rabbi Eliezer. Just the opposite. The Chachamim mitam. Chachamim argue with Rabbi Eliezer. You, Rabbi Eliezer, are telling me that the Mizbeach is not Mekabel Tumah. Why? Because it's Adama. I hold fakir. The Mizbeach is Mekabel Tumah. And you want to know why it's Mekabel Tumah? Because at the end of the day, Mepnei Shehem Mitzupin, and therefore, even though the Torah refers to it as Adama, and even though it's Be'etzim made of Eitz and Kli'etz, Asu L'Nachas is ordinarily not Mekabel Tumah, but it's Mitzup. And because it's mitzupah, therefore we look at the coating. If the coating is a dover, that's mekabel tumah, it's going to be mekabel tumah. If Ibai is saying, the Gemara says, alternatively, you could say no. You could say that la'olam, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer. And just like Rabbi Eliezer says, the Mizbechos weren't mekabel tumah, the Chachamim also the Mizbechos weren't mekabel tumah. So what are they saying, mipnei shehem mitzupin? Rabbanon, Rabbi Eliezer, Kamri, they're talking to Rabbi Eliezer. My daitech, what do you hold? Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning, why do you, Rabbi Eliezer, need to come up with a reason, a new svara to tell me that the Mizbeach is not Mekabel Tumah because the Torah referred to it as a Mizbech Adam? As if to say, if you didn't have a Gzeres HaKosev, you would have thought that the Mizbeach is Mekabel Tumah. Right? What did Rabbi Eliezer say? He said the Mizbeach is not Mekabel Tumah. He gave a reason. Mipnei Shein Kekarka. The Gemara clarified the reason. Because it says in the Torah, Mizbech Adam. And the Mizbeach HaZov is Iskish to the Mizbeach HaNechayshas. So basically, there's a Pasek, a Belulei Pasek, based on the rules and regulations of Tumah V'Tayra, you would have thought that really it is Mekabel Tumah. Ayat Zekliyat Zasu Lenachas. So my Daitech, say the Chacham at Rabbi Eliezer. It's a whole shtickle Torah. Mishum de Mitzupin. Probably because in your mind you're looking at it as a Dovra Mekabel Tumah. Because it's Mitzupin, Nechayshas, and Zav. And Zav and Nechayshas are Mekabel Tumah. On that, the Chachamim tell Rabbi Eliezer, Mifto Batal Tzipuyin Gabayu. I don't see the Tzipuy, I don't see that coding as be significant. Because it's bottled to the essence of the Mizbeach. And the essence of the Mizbeach is Eitz. And it's for that reason the Mizbeach is not going to be Mekabel Tumah. So at the end of the day, according to the Ibai Yisayim of the Gemara, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says the Mizbeach is not Mekabel Tumah. Chachamim also hold the Mizbeach is not Mekabel Tumah. What are they arguing about? Reason. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the reason the Mizbeach is not Mekabel Tumah is because the Torah called it Adamah. According to the Chachamim, the reason it's not Mekabel Tumah, it's because it's a Kliyetza Asu Lenachas, and a Kliyetza Asu Lenachas is not Mekabel Tumah. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, isn't it a Kliyetza Asu Lenachas? That Rabbi Eliezer says that even though it's true, the Mizbeach itself was made of wood, but it was covered with metal. Metal is Mekabel Tumah. What did the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim say the metal is bottled to the Eitz. So really, at the core of the Machloik is between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. What the reason the Mizbeach is where Mekabel Tumah is do you look at the Mizbeach as being Be'etzim Eitz? In that case, it's clear it's also lenachas, which is not mekabel tumah. Do you look at Be'etzim as being metal? In which case, it would be a dover ha-mekabel tumah. Either way, the Masechta is going to end with a little bit of Divrei Agadah, which is loosely related to what we've been talking about. Amar Rabba Avo, Amar Rabba Lazar. Rabba Avo said in the name of Rabba Lazar, Tamid Chachamim Ein Ur Shal Gehenim Shalat Esbem. A Talmud Chacham in the next world is going to be protected from the fire of Gehenim. Meaning, if there's a Talmud Chacham after 120, where it's nidoin that he has to, on some level, go through Gehenim. So there'll be fire of Gehenna, but at the same time, the fire won't be shaletis, but it won't have a shlita in him. How do I know that? So Rabbi Loza said, Kal v'chaymer mi salamandra. I know it, Kal v'chaymer from the salamandra. Zok the Gemara, ma salamandra she toiletis eshi, madach the salamandra, which is a product of fire. So what exactly was the salamandra? So Rashi says, second to last Rashi, chaya hanivras menor. This was a creature that was created from fire. So fire rages in one spot for 7 years without hefsek, a chaya is going to be created, it's the salamandra. Now the mitzias of the salamandra is, hasoch midam, if somebody takes its blood, smears it on his body, it's going to protect him from fire. So madach, if someone has the blood of toiledes esh, that's enough to protect him from fire. Talmidei Chachamim. Shekol gufonesh. A Talmud Chacham whose whole essence is fire. Dechziv alay koidvarei ke'esh no'um Hashem. And what does the Talmud Chacham have inside of him? He has Torah. He has Rizcha Dairaisa. He has Torah Shalom Ad Ba'af. He has the fire inside of him. Malachas Kama V'Kama. It's a Kal V'Chaymer, said Rabbi Lazar, that the Ur of Gehenim is not going to be able to be shy with him. Incidentally, you see, Rabbi Lazar is using a kal v'chomer to say and to prove that the Talmud Chacham is going to be protected and he's going to have refuah in the next world. And this is matim with raid that we've spoken about so many times, that kal v'chomer is connected to refuah, the Yud Gimel Midah Shai Teren Nidresh Hespem, which are connected to the Yud Gimel Midah Shal Rachman. But either way, said Rabbi Loza, I know from a Kal V'Chomer that Talmidei Chachamim Ein Ur Shal Gehenim Shal Latizbam. I'm Rish Lakish, Me'inyin Le'inyin. Rish Lakish said, Ein Ur Shal Gehenim Shal Latizbam Poishe Yisrael. He took it a step further. He said, not only is the Ur of Gehenim not going to be Shalim in a Talmud Chacham, but even Poishe Yisrael, they seem to be on the opposite side of the spectrum. Even them, the fire will be mashpia, but it won't be shoylet in them. How do I know the kavuchaymer mizbeach hazav? Kavuchaymer from the mizbeach hazav. Not mizbeach hazav she'in olav elu ko'ividin or zav. The mizbeach hazav was made of gold, right? No, it was really made of wood. It was just coated with gold. How much gold? Very little. The thickness of a dinar shel zav. That's how thick the coating was. And still, over so many years, kamashanim, eino ur shalat is by, the gold never eroded, and all the fire that was burnt, all the k'tiris that was burned in the Mizbeach k'tiris, it never, and which was the Mizbeach Hazav, didn't have the ability to erode that layer. So Poishe Yisrael, shemalei mitzvahs kerimoin, the Poishe Yisrael that have rimoin, Dichsiv ket felach harimoin rakosech al tikre rakosef elu rekonim shabach. Right, you see, even the rekonim, even the poish Yisrael, these are the rekonim, these are the yidden that don't have a lot of mitzvahs, but still they have mitzvahs kerimoin. So even the rekonim are kerimoin. So alachas kama vekama. So certainly they will be protected from the oir of Gehenim. So if a little bit of zahav on top of the mizbeach can protect from fire, so certainly someone that's mole mitzvahs is going to be able to protect from fire. Now, what shaykh is? What does mitzvahs have to do with zav? Right, in Rabbi Loza's Kal V'chaymer, we understood it. The salamandra is fire, and it protects from fire. Torah, which is fire, it also protects from fire. But what's this Kal V'chaymer? We're saying, madach, zav protects from fire. Certainly mitzvahs protect from fire. So the Marsha says, because mitzvahs are nechemodim mizahav. So you see that we refer to mitzvahs as zahav. So if someone's malei mitzvahs, he's malei zav. Allah has kama v'kama, that the zav is going to protect him. Hadron Allah, chaymer b'kodesh, v'slik Allah, mesachtes chagigah.